Hello and welcome to Leaning Into Light's featured interview for May 2019. My name is Jessica Rios and I'm the founder of Leaning Into Light, and these are our free monthly recordings to support you, our listeners, to lean into light. What does that mean? It means choosing love over fear as much as possible in life, leaning into light, recovering from fear, from pain, from suffering, and into choosing joy and choosing goodness and choosing to feel good over and over again. So this is one of the gifts we give, these interviews, these conversations, to support humanity to lean into light. Grab a pen if you'd like. You can pause the recording whenever you want. You can take notes for things that stand out to you today that feel like you want to bring them more into your life. So I would like to welcome our guest for today, Olivia Peters-Lazaro. Welcome, Olivia.
Thank you, Jessica.
And Olivia, let's see, you and I met, oh gosh, several years ago in Chico, and we had some wonderful experiences together professionally. And just to share with listeners, Olivia is an acupuncturist in Chico, California. She owns Chico Community Acupuncture and has been doing acupuncture for a decade. She loves to sing, loves nature, and loves running with her dog on the levee. And right now, Olivia, you have a chicken laying on about 20 eggs, and you hope they're going to hatch.
I hope some of them will hatch. The other hens in the coop keep laying more eggs under her, and I don't know how this is all going to work out. So I hope something comes of it.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. So just for those who are interested in checking out Olivia's website, it's chicocommunityacupuncture.com. And yeah, why I wanted to interview Olivia. So the topic of this conversation is taking healing out of isolation. And you, Olivia, I'd say it was at least 5 years ago, if not maybe 8 or 9 or so, you said something about taking healing out of isolation. And I don't remember exactly the context, but it really struck me. And I know that it was in relation to your work with the community acupuncture clinic. So that's why I wanted to just dive into this topic with you. And we don't know how long this is going to go, listeners. We're just here having a conversation together, and we hope that it brings you some insights for your day. So, Olivia, can you just kind of share, what does it look like? Community acupuncture. Many people have never done that. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, so my first experience getting treated in a community acupuncture clinic, I was an acupuncturist in acupuncture school, I was a student in acupuncture school towards the end of it. It's 4 years, and I went up to Portland to where this movement started of community acupuncture clinics to working class acupuncture. And part of the seminar for the weekend of learning what acupuncture or community acupuncture was and how to do it was going to that clinic and getting treated. And so what most students are trained in for acupuncture and the model that we're taught and the model that most people have had experience with is that you go into a small room or a room with a single like massage table, and you lay on the table face up or face down, and the acupuncturist talks to you, and it's the two of you in that room together, and you receive this treatment, and you wait in that room, and typically the acupuncturist then leaves you in that room and then comes back in about 20 minutes and gets you up or checks on you and kind of gets you up when it's time. So that was the model that I knew. And as a patient, I wasn't super excited about that model because like one time I was in the room by myself and it's like I had a panic attack because I felt sort of like pinned and stuck on this table. I'm in this dark room by myself and it's like I felt very helpless and not where I wanted to be. And as a practitioner, I was like, I love this medicine. I love what it does. It helps people. It's so cool. It treats the body as a whole, and it integrates you, and it balances you, and it works with energy and physical and all these things. I love the medicine, but I wasn't that stoked about like spending my working days in a room with one other person, just the two of us, and then another room with another person, just the two of us. It just didn't do it for me. And so when I went to Portland and did the seminar and part of it was going to their clinic and getting treated. As soon as I walked into this treatment room, which was, you know, say it was a 50 by 50 space, pretty big. My clinic's maybe 20 by 40. It's just like a low lit room with maybe a dozen recliner chairs in it that are covered in sheets. And you sit down in this chair and recline back, and immediately you just feel like this wave of energy, or I felt this wave of energy moving through the room before the acupuncturist had even come over to give me that treatment. There was already like this energetic pattern established in the room of flow and movement and harmony, and it was amazing. It was just like this incredible synergy. And then to get treated in that space was so much better than anything I had experienced before. So that's what it looks like. It's a room full of people resting with needles. And then you get to lay there as long as you want, and you make eye contact with your acupuncturist, because that person is monitoring the room and sussing out the room, and people are coming and going. And so there's just this very organic, you know, structured yet like super free flowing, a lot of autonomy, and yet you're a part of this space and creating this collaborative healing space. And it's just really cool.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And it's a very peaceful setting. So just to add to your picture, you know, for people who haven't done community acupuncture before, you know, it's very peaceful. And I've only been to two clinics. You've been to many more than that, but the ones I've been to, it's very peaceful. It's really a serene feeling. You may hear little taps of people walking in or people walking out, but overall there's it's like a dreamy zone. Mm-hmm. You know, people are mm-hmm. so high on right. you know, what the needles do, what the medicine right. does, that you're right. just sort of in a different zone. Right. So community healing setting, yeah. So yeah. When we talk, Olivia, when you say, you know, taking healing out of isolation, what do you find happens in a community healing setting that's unique to it in contrast to a private room?
I think everyone gets more benefit from, you know, that synergistic energy that I was talking about. And I think what happens a lot of times when people, like a disease of being human is thinking you're the only one, or a disease of being human is thinking that you're separate from anything else that's happening all around us. Mm. And then that happens. We're just like, you know, sort of across the board, normal, average people. And then if you add on top of that, a disease or an emotional thing going on, or a trauma, or an injury, or any other thing that takes you out of a more normal everyday flow of society or our world, it can be very isolating. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people don't know how to talk or receive someone who's going through a painful experience, or who is sensitive in ways that need to be dealt with, or have experienced a trauma and they're really actively trying to overcome that. And so I think by coming into this community space, and we talk in whispers, and so like I check in with patients chair side, and rarely is there something that someone can't kind of convey to me with very few words, without like giving up something that might be too personal or too embarrassing. But again, there's this container of the space. I mean, people tell me all the time about their hemorrhoids and their miscarriages and their STDs and their pelvic pain from a surgery. Like really, really intimate, you know, erectile dysfunction, like really, really intimate things. Mm-hmm. But I think this container of the space and destigmatizing it, and everyone's there doing that together. I don't know. I just think it's really amazing, the trust that, that setup brings about. And but again, people don't have to talk that much. They can convey that to me and then get treated. So why is that better than anything else? Yeah, it's just because of the physical structure of the space, you're not isolated. So oftentimes you go to a doctor's appointment, and again, similar to those other acupuncture settings I was describing, you're in a room by yourself with one other person.
Yeah.
And so you're like literally cut off from the rest of the world, whereas here you're like, no, bring it all in. We're all here together. Bring in your issues. That's what we're all here for. Everyone here is choosing to do something about whatever it is, even if it's just like a tune-up because I need a nap right now. Like, and I think that's powerful. And without explicitly like saying that to each other, like, duh, that's what we're all here doing. And I think that, again, just removing someone from the isolation of their own psyche, of their own disease, is powerful because we're not disconnected. We're connected.
Yeah.
We're not healed in a connected space.
Yeah. And I mean, it just makes me flash back to many, many times in life when something really hard's going on. And the thing that cracks it, the thing that lets the light in, is somebody, could be a friend or a mentor, whoever, saying, I see you, I hear you. There's that connection point where it's like, I just told you I have a horrible whatever. And you saw me, and it's, I'm just picturing people in your clinic, you know, and in the clinic I go to here and where I live, and, it's, there's a lot of shame that can get released. There are a lot of things happening, obviously, Olivia too, that are invisible, that we can't see, energetic work that people are doing together. And, when we don't feel lonely, a lot of our disease goes away. Because we do live in a very isolating cultural design. So, Can you share a story, think back in your time with the clinic, a story about something that happened or something you noticed, just a special sort of experience that exhibits the beauty of a group healing space?
The fact that, friends and family can come in together to get treated. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that people will see other people they know, and even if they don't directly interact, I think it just, again, just cements that idea that we're a community together, and we're all, making choices about how to feel better. Just that level of support that people can lend to other people coming to get treated, and the fact that you can get treated together. I love seeing younger siblings see their parents get, their older siblings get treated, or other kids. I love seeing, one kid come in and get treated, and they see another kid in there getting treated. They're like, oh, I can get treated too. Okay, this is cool. Like, that feels safer. I like it when, I think statistically men make less use of healthcare in general. And so I think community clinics skew a little higher of having more men in them compared to other settings, perhaps. Like, there should be studies on that. But it makes me happy when there's already a couple guys resting when another guy comes in, and, so the space becomes very inclusive to all genders and all ages and all abilities. And I think that's nice to see. I think a lot of times in our society, kids go to school during the day, working people are at work during the day, and elderly people have their own network and living quarters, and we're oftentimes separated. And one of the things that I love about this setting is that, we can have a newborn through a 93-year-old patient in the room all at the same time. And I think that's healing for everyone to get to be with lots of different people like that, all doing the same thing, all there to feel better with acupuncture, all making that choice in this peaceful setting that, again, that has structure, and yet it's collaborative in that way.
Mm-hmm. Strikes me as more natural. Because I think to the times when I've been in acupuncture appointments with one, private session, and I've been there
four or five practitioners that way, and they've all been really lovely, so that helps.
Sure, of course.
However, there's something different. Yeah, I find a deeper, definitely a deeper level of relaxation when I'm in a community clinic. And I think, frankly, it's that all those vibes, all that healing, all that beautiful medicine is all sifting around in the air in there.
Right.
Because I can't tell you how many times I've heard somebody say, oh, I had back pain and nothing was working. And 10 years I tried and 20 years and then I went to acupuncture, you know, and they've said it about different ailments. So,
it's a great medicine. It works really well. It's not just like acupuncture that puts people in a room. I think I mentioned like so many of our medical situations have, you know, a single person in a room with a doctor. Whatever it is, it's nice when it can be more communal.
Yep. So when you...
Oh, that's what I was going to say, Jessica. I was going to talk about napping. Like people come in and nap, and if you get one strong sleeper in the room, it really helps to like anchor the whole room and help other people drop in stronger. It's true. Mm. Like, you know, for anyone who has been in a meditation group, or a dance group or just any sort of group, when you have the strength of one person, and then all of the individuals, it just makes the whole thing stronger. And so, if we get a good napper in there, it really helps to anchor the room.
Reminds me of this little baby today I saw in a car seat. The mother was rocking the baby because the baby was very tired. And three of us mamas were staring at this baby like googly googly ga with these big smiles and all bright eyed. And I'm thinking, I need to flatten my face and kind of start like, you know,
right.
A little bit.
Everybody sleep.
I'm with you, baby. I'm tired too. Yeah.
I know.
So in all your time, you know, working in a community acupuncture clinic, contemplating the power of taking healing out of isolation, contemplating the power of healing in community, healing together, have you had fantasies, dreams, big visions, anything that's come to mind as far as, wow, if this really took off, this could be possible? You know, does anything come to mind as far as like, where's the coolest setting we could use this? Or, you know, when you just kind of let your dream mind go wild, does anything come up there?
Like with community acupuncture specifically?
Gosh, it's a vague question. I guess I'm just thinking like community acupuncture specifically, sure, if that's what you want to answer.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be just healing together.
Yeah.
You know? Healing out of isolation, healing together.
Yeah.
How might that be possible in the world?
Well, one thing that comes to mind is what I like so much about this particular, like, cause I'm not necessarily a fan all the time of like group process or group therapy sessions or even, you know, like support groups or like, so that, cause that sort of is coming to mind when I'm thinking about like community healing. And what I like so much about this is, the energetic matrix of each individual can just be there, you know, quote unquote, doing nothing with the energetic pattern that the needles put on them. And yet as a whole, it amps it all up. So I like that everyone can like participate anonymously and with like full autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
So it just comes to mind as far as acupuncture goes, like, this is actually happening in such a big way all over our country with the network of, we're a part of the people's organization of community acupuncture and that work and things like NADA. So, National Acupuncture Detoxification. Oh gosh. I'm sorry. I don't know the acronym, but doing NADA for, addiction and other community trauma.
National Acupuncture Detoxification Association.
Thank you. I knew I was close. I was close. Healing out of isolation, you know, communal healing.
Well, let's go. Yeah,
I mean, I think so much our root has been cut off on these like community rituals in a way, like, mm-hmm. I think people try to find that like with like organized races, like running races. There's mm-hmm. like, you know, if you've ever been to like a running race, like there's like that energy there. There's a real like ritual of it all and this thing that they all do together. And mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, then when we think specifically about acupuncture, so you mentioned a couple organizations, but say somebody's listening in Arizona or in mm-hmm. Tennessee or, you know, Idaho, how do people find out about community acupuncture clinics? Because they're not in every community. So
they're not in every community, but there's a lot of them. And a good starting point is People's Organization of Community Acupuncture. And it's POCA, POCA co-op, COOP.com, POCACoop.com. Mm-hmm. And that's a great resource for finding clinics that sort of adhere to certain guidelines of inclusivity and cost and other sort of business models around that. There's lots of people doing community acupuncture. So if there's no clinic specifically like that in your community, there, you know, you Google acupuncture and a different sort of community acupuncture clinic might come up. Mm-hmm. And this model of doing it this way, like, you know, one of the founders of acupuncture in the United States, but at least in California, was Miriam Lee, and she was practicing in, you know, like the late 70s or in the 70s and the 80s in Palo Alto. And those clinics were all run kind of like a community acupuncture clinic, you know, just like really kind of getting as many people into a space together and getting them help as efficiently and thoroughly as possible. Mm-hmm. And it sort of takes the mystique out of it. I think that's a thing critical of getting out of isolation is like, you know, on the one hand, we're all unique and special. And on the other hand, you know, you're not that special. We all have stuff going on. Like, come on, let's take care of it. Like, like taking the mystique out of illness or your psyche or, you know, it's like, you know, in a way, making it more mundane, you know, and as a practitioner, I think that's like the huge, huge gift of this particular kind of practice that all of my patients have given me is I've treated thousands and thousands of people. And so when someone comes to me and says, I have this going on, I'm like, okay, great. Like, let's take care of that. They're like, oh, have you ever seen other people with this? Mm-hmm. Have you ever treated them? Like, yes, I have. Like, lots of people have that. I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. And acupuncture helps? Yeah. And it's like, it's so nice for them to get to hear that. And so I feel really fortunate that, you know, I feel like a badass that I practice this way because I, it's a gift that they've given to me and that I then get to give back to people that I have seen as much as I have. And in a relatively short amount of time, right? I've only been practicing 10 years. Like after I've been practicing for 50 years or someone's been practicing for 30 years or whatever, of course they've seen a lot, but I've seen a lot in a fairly short amount of time. And it's humbling. I feel very like honored that people bring me their stuff and I can do something for them.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And just neutralizes, you know, when you say, you know, I tell you, oh, I have really, really excruciatingly painful migraines every month, which I don't anymore.
Right.
So, but
yay.
You can say, wow. And I can, you know, we can really get dramatic about our challenges in life and, you know, listen to Eckhart Tolle or something, you know, somebody who actually has a, no, an enlightened existence on this planet. I don't know of many, but there are some. You know, there's a way that there's a neutral sort of witnessing perspective that we take on. So taking that charge away is really wonderful.
Right.
So, Aline,
great way to put it.
You know, when we, you know about leaning into light and our basic vision of supporting people to recover from fear and pain into joy and love. And what is, in your work as an acupuncturist, can you share, you know, what is the main way you find yourself leaning into light? Like the main way that you find yourself kind of on a regular basis or
you had over a period of time or something, some challenges and things that popped up and you kept choosing to recover. Choosing. Oh. Anything come to mind for you?
Yeah, choosing to recover and choosing to lean into light. You know, I mean, it's just funny because the times when like we need to be at that junction and make that choice, sometimes at least I find that there's like a bigger resistance to that. Mm-hmm. For instance, every time I sit in the chair to get acupuncture, it feels so good. And it's just like, oh my God, why didn't I do that sooner? But it's like when you need it the most, there's like just more resistance to it. And I guess, the more I can be gentle, with myself, the less time I'll spend resisting something. You know, so like patients ask me like, you know, what's the best way for me to A, B, C, and D? And I always make treatment recommendations and frequency and, you know, how many and over what period of time. You know, but the bottom line is every time you sit in that chair and get treated, that's great. And this should not be an added stress to everything else that's going on for you to get here. Like every time you come, that is good, and that's addressing something. So you know, overcoming that fear, overcoming the isolation, stepping into light and joy and love, I think is that. I want to say like breaking it down, like don't make it so complicated. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you speak
the way I run my, I'm laughing because it's how I run my business, how I treat my patients, how I deal with myself. Like, you know, and when I'm having, if I am in that place of fear, gosh, it's really hard to, you know, to show up as an excellent practitioner and show up as an excellent boss and show up as an excellent person in my own life. Mm-hmm. And so anytime I can go back to basics and make things less complicated, like I want to show up and give patients excellent care every day. And it's like, okay, well just do that then. Like, don't worry about the other stuff. That's yeah. one thing. Do yeah. that then. Mm-hmm. And let that is all you need to do. I know there's a lot of other stuff going on, but let that thing happen. And then that's going to feel so good. And then that's going to propel you forward onto other things. And then they'll get taken care of. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. Self-care is a very strong leverage point in life. And, yeah, you mentioned your, you know, when you sit down in the chair and, how good that feels. And yet sometimes how hard it can be to get ourselves there. And the more we remind each other, the better off. And there we go. And I mean, having this conversation with you is reminding me that I have a 10 pack of acupuncture sessions at my local clinic.
Oh, yeah.
I should probably pop in there tomorrow. So
I have patients like that who have 10 packs. I'm like, hey, I noticed you have some prepaid treatments on here. Like, come in and use them. Like, they're not doing anything for you as a number on my computer screen. Like, use that treatment.
Absolutely. And
don't do tomorrow what you can do today.
Totally. Yep. Fill those chairs. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much, Olivia, for sharing.
Thank you, Jessica.
You really have helped to illuminate for me the power of the, you know, the community healing experience. And, you know, sometimes we need community healing. Sometimes we need real intimate one-on-one, you know, stuff. It comes in all shapes and sizes. I do believe, though, that there's a lot of power in coming together. And it's unfortunate that it doesn't happen in more settings in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
The only place I know that where it really happens outside of me having a small gathering of women over is the community acupuncture clinic. So got to start somewhere.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks. Right. For, Yeah, doing that work. So again, anyone who wants to find out more about Olivia's clinic, it's chicocommunityacupuncture.com. And Olivia, to anybody out there who may be sort of suffering in isolation, having an experience of pain, et cetera, what would you say to them right now?
Like little incremental steps.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when there's big suffering, like you have to rejoice in kind of the small incremental steps.
Yep.
But
beautiful.
Yeah. And, you know, go get help.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many good people.
Who
can help.
So. Yeah. Get help. And we live in a culture where we're not supposed to ask for help, really. So it's beautiful of you to remind people. And one of the ways I put it is, if you are resisting asking for help, you are robbing somebody of a chance to love you, of a chance to show you love. Mm-hmm. People want to help all over the place. So thank you for that encouragement, Olivia. So, listeners, thank you so much for being with me and Olivia today in our conversation about taking healing out of isolation. I hope that each of you will find a community acupuncture clinic near you using the POCA, People's, what's that stand for again, Olivia? People's?
POCACoop.com, and it stands for People's Organization of Community Acupuncture.
Excellent. So I hope that you'll find a clinic near you and go get yourself some community supported love through needles, etc. Soon. And if you found this useful today, please show love by sharing it with somebody who may be sitting at a desk all day or commuting long hours and could use an uplift. I'm not on social media right now for Leaning Into Light. I'm sort of taking a break. So if you're on Facebook especially, I'd love it if you'd share this and let other people know through that. These are, again, monthly interviews, and we put them all up on our website at leaningintolight.com on our conversations page. So thanks again so much for joining us, and know that you're loved, and have a beautiful rest of your day.